The Department of Natural Resources proposal would require cities and towns to test their water every month, report the results to the DNR, and if it's found to be contaminated, disinfect it. If approved, the rule would mostly affect the state's 70 communities that rely on wells, but don't currently treat them for harmful bacteria. From 2006 to 2007, microbiologist Mark Borchard gauged the extent of contamination in 14 of those communities. Out of 36 wells, 34 were frequently contaminated with bacteria.
People are infected, they shed it in their stool, it goes in the sanitary sewers, it reaches the water, and now we have another transmission route. Now we have waterborne transmission. And then it disappears from the community and it disappears from the water. And then we see the next virus come through. We were amazed at how quickly the virus types changed in the wells.
The cost for installing water treatment equipment could range from $10,000 to $1 million for each community, depending on the number of wells and the level of contamination. That expense worries Tom Masika, the mayor of Cumberland. He opposes the proposal because he's afraid the Northwest town would have to chlorinate all four of its wells.
All you have to do is look at what's going on in the Gulf right now as far as oil spilling. Most people claim that they had all kinds of safeguards. Something like that could happen with your chlorination.
The DNR says the rule is necessary to bring Wisconsin into compliance with federal drinking water standards. The agency wants the measure to go into effect within 1 to 3 years. Kurt Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.